Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, sooner or later, everyone has to get tested for something. A mammogram, an MRI, a colonoscopy. From serious to routine, you want the doctor you choose to be the best, right? Well, the truth is the quality of doctors varies a lot. So how can you find out which one is the best of the best and which is simply average or below average? WBUR's health reporter Martha Biebinger tried to find out when told it was time for a routine cancer screening of the colon. She joins me now to share some of her findings. Hi there, Martha.
Hi, Anthony.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So I had a colonoscopy last year. My primary care doctor gave me a list of specialists. I booked an appointment with the first one on the list who was available. What did I miss?
Well, Anthony, first of all, you didn't do anything wrong. I mean, that's what most of us do, right? We get a recommendation from a friend or from our primary care doctor. But when I started asking, well, does it matter who I go to? I found out that, in fact, GIs, gastroenterologists who perform colonoscopies, some of them find polyps. That's the reason we go in,
right,
so they can find these polyps that might lead to cancer. Some of them find polyps in maybe 15% of the patients, and some of them find polyps in 60 or 70% of their patients. There's a big range. So if that's the reason you're going, you want to go to one of those doctors who's finding the most.
Right, because they're the ones who can turn up the potential risk. So you went shopping for the best colonoscopy in Boston. What did you find?
Well, the first thing that I had to do was actually make a list. What does it mean to get a good colonoscopy? And we'll have a list of the procedures that I ended up shopping based on WBUR.org later this afternoon. And I did find that while doctors collect this information within their practice often, nobody publishes it. Nobody makes it available to the public. But in fact, I did find five large physician groups, and I am very thankful to them, from Beth Israel, from Tufts Medical Center, from Harvard Vanguard, from Mass General, and from Hawthorne, who's affiliated with Stewart. Those five guys voluntarily gave me their information. It's the first time that anybody's done that, as far as I know, in Massachusetts. So now I have a little bit of something to go on.
Well, why don't doctors routinely publish this information about how well they perform on colonoscopies or most other tests and procedures for that matter?
Well, I think doctors, like a lot of us, think that it varies a lot because if you're taking care of a much sicker patient, then your scores aren't going to look as good as somebody who's taking care of just healthy patients. A lot of us wouldn't want to put our report cards out there in public, right? I mean, it's a little bit unnerving to have the public judging you based on these factors, some of which are not in your control. But I did put that question specifically to Dr. José Marsal, who practices in Stoneham, and he did share some of his scores with me, which are very high. But here's what he said about why he thinks a lot of other doctors aren't doing that.
Most data on quality is so brand new, it just hasn't caught on. It's changing. Things are becoming more open, I guess, if you would have caught that. I think the concern with sharing data on quality is obviously the concern about malpractice and legal issues related to that.
Understandable, but it still leaves a big sort of troubling questions for the healthcare consumer. So Martha, what's the message to patients? Where do they start if they want to find the best mammogram, the best ultrasound, or the best place to take their kids for ear tubes, whatever it is?
Well, it's to ask questions. It's to say, what can you show me that proves you are better than some of your competitors? And specifically with a colonoscopy, Anthony, it's ask me, what is the rate at which you detect or find adenomas, these polyps that can lead to cancer? Ask that question, because it could make a difference in whether you have early detection or not.
Well, Martha, this has been some great reporting. You said you're going to have data posted at WBUR.org later in the day on this, right?
That's right.
WBUR health reporter Martha Biebinger, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, the case against a Massachusetts Christian evangelist accused of inciting the persecution of homosexuals in Africa. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.